another episode of Torah Podcast. We got Roger in the house. How are you, man?
What's up? Good to be back.
Good to be back. How's things been?
They've been good, man.
What's Roger's life nowadays?
My life's just been busy with my wife graduating nursing school and all, but time's been going way too fast. I need to do what you do, slow down and go on like a awesome vacation.
That's right. I just came back from Japan not too long ago.
Yep.
That was definitely a time slowing down and everything, you know, even though there was a lot that we did, it was definitely a break from everything. And just 2 weeks there was definitely, it's a cliche, but not enough. And usually 2 weeks for me is like way too much. I can't do a 2 weeks vacation. I feel like I want to be home. This time I was like, oh my God, there's way too much. There's a lot more that I could do. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I can do like a month. Really? Vacation, no problem. No screens? Like, yeah, count me in, man.
Yeah, there's still screen time. You know, like, but you know, you're not sitting there watching a movie.
No.
You're exploring the country and all this stuff, but. Yeah, definitely another world, must visit for anybody.
I want to go. I have reservations on whether I fit there or not.
You like, don't.
I don't think I have to be a floor sleeper.
you're gonna come back with a like crank neck like this, yeah. Like just like the whole time, like avoiding things. But yeah, like even like the clothing and all the stuff, like the large there is like. You know, like a medium here.
So I would be like swimming.
Oh, yeah. No, you won't find clothes.
No class. So if my clothes get lost, I'm like, SOL.
There's places which I don't understand. I got to look it up. But like, there's places that would sell stuff.
Uh-huh.
And the people would just be like, oh, no. This is for like 20 and younger.
And real way.
It's like, what? Like, it's like, yeah, you can't buy here. That's like, I don't get it.
The old people aren't allowed in this store.
Old people are not allowed. It's like.
Yeah, you're turning away the clientele.
Yeah, no, it's definitely interesting. It's like stepping into a whole nother world.
So yeah. Did you see any cool vending machines?
Tons, everywhere. Yeah.
Like what can you buy? Did you buy anything fun from the vending machines?
I mean, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff to buy and all this stuff, but they're everywhere. You know, like whether it's like you know, toy shop or, you know, like, you know, drinks everywhere, every corner has a vending machine, and you could buy like hot coffee,
mm-hmm.
or you could buy like, you know, drinks, anything you want pretty much like has a vending machine. I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast before, but like
that's why I'm asking. Yeah, like, what did you see any crazy vending machines that sold like
no.
lightly used underwear or something like?
No, I did not see any crazy like that. We were with the kids the whole time, so we didn't go any crazy places.
You didn't venture to the red light district and
we attempt to use it because we stayed at the red light district unknowingly. Like, so there's a place. Shinjuku in Tokyo, this city,
mm-hmm.
in this part of the city, is where the Godzilla head kind of is. And that's a hotel. And apparently I booked it because of the Godzilla head and the kids liking Godzilla.
Yeah, of course.
And apparently is where all the hookers are.
Oh, really? Two for one.
No, but... We arrived there like pretty late, and there was just like, you know, there's people outside and, you know, people drinking and all that stuff. And at the next day, it's pretty amazing though. The next day, everything is like all cleaned up, all nice. You know, the workers get up early and clean the streets and all that stuff. That's pretty amazing to see. You'll never see that here.
Did you have to explain what a hooker was?
Oh, my kids know.
They know. Because I remember the first time I had to explain what that was. And it was my one daughter encountered it. I was playing a video game. It was the first Assassin's Creed. And you hire the brothel to like collect secrets for you in the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like watching me. She was enamored by the game because it was like ancient world and like the art was really cool. And she was like, what are all those girls? What are they called again? And I was like, other. And it struggled. And I said, ladies of the night, right? So she says to me, she's like, they dress pretty. I want to dress like a lady of the night. I was like, stop, wait, hold on, wait. No. Not everybody gets to dress like a lady of the night. So that became like a thing and like family. And she said it out loud. Like, you know, like, she's like, oh, I want to put a dress on like a lady of the night. I was like, ooh, no. No, don't do that. Please don't say that to anyone else. Forget lady of the night.
It's funny because souvenir shops had like a floor dedicated to like, you know, luggages and makeup and stuff like that. And another floor was like sex toys and stuff like that.
Come get your nice luggage, your family luggage.
And here's some chopsticks that you can send back home. But it was just funny. The kids were like, it's like the older one was like, no, come here. Don't go over there.
I don't want to buy a toy. Like, no. It's like,
what is Tenga? But yeah. There's all kinds of places there. And apparently, there was like a bar that would like take the. You can see it from the outside, where the girls are pretty much just wearing like mini skirts,
mm-hmm.
and the bar would have a mirror for the patrons to see the mirror from underneath up their skirts.
Really, that's like a thing.
Okay.
It's an okay thing for the bar to have.
Yeah. Like,
do you like agree to it when you come in?
I didn't go. I'm just telling you, like, you could see it.
Because I would have put my short shorts on. Like, get a tea. You're bag. Scottish. Who wants some tea bags? You're
Scottish skirt.
Like, ah, stop. Don't put them away. Leave. Stop talking to me.
Yeah. But no, amazing country. I mean, we went Tokyo, Kyoto, Osaka, mm-hmm. right? Then Hakone, you know, like all the places that were like, there's like this park filled with deers that would bow to you if you give them a cookie.
That's like awesome.
You present it with the cookie and they bow to you and then you feed it.
That's kind of awesome.
But then they start getting aggressive if you
get mad.
If they feel like you're holding out on them.
Like, I know you like got more like, cookies.
Yeah, I know you got more cookies. And like start like poking cookie. You in the butt.
Where's my extra cookie? Yeah.
Then everywhere, including the public restrooms, have those like bidet toilets that like clean your butt very nicely.
And everybody like should have those.
Dude, we're doing our bathroom right now. We bought one.
Yeah.
Like,
they have the toilet seat that like turns your...
Yeah, no. This is like the whole toilet, like, mm-hmm. you know, with the lights and the warming toilet seats and the
warming toilet
warm
seats.
Water.
Warm water for the bidet.
Yeah.
Light show.
Oh, yeah. No, 100%. The whole nine.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
The United States is like one of the countries that's like, we don't want bidets. Like,
it's starting to become more popular.
It should. It's just
healthy. It's just not as popular like over there. It's like public restrooms.
That's the way they're built, right?
Yeah. It's just everywhere. But yeah.
We, you know, the United States really needs to catch up in toilets and education. We do a shitty job with both. We really do when you think about it.
If you implement the toilet, then the shitty part comes out of it. And then, you know, you're just left with a good job.
Yeah. We need some toilet engineers.
Toilet engineers.
Our education system is failing us.
It's already engineered. It's just, you have to do it.
No, why is everybody against it? Like,
I don't know.
Like, I feel like you're hard-pressed to find one. I've never seen one. Yeah. The only time I saw one in my lifetime in like a public or in a hotel room was in Atlantic City when I got upgraded from the bunk room to the nicer suite because they double booked me. That had a bidet, but it had two separate toilets.
The toilet and then the bidet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which didn't make any sense to me because I accidentally...
Oh, no.
I did accidentally drop the kids off at the pool that wasn't a pool. And I was like, where is this supposed to go? I was young at the time. I was like, I didn't even know what a bidet was. I didn't know the word existed. So I like left a note. I just left a note and a good tip. I said, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we grew up with a separate bidet in the toilet.
Yeah, I was like, two toilets? Is it his and hers toilet? Like, you supposed to, like, talk to? You hang out and talk? Like,
that's what's how you build bond.
Yeah. You hold hands? And, yeah. I got your back. It's a
tough
one.
Don't look at me, but hold my hand.
Don't look at me. Give me words of encouragement.
Yeah. No, that's never going to happen. But, yeah, like, really nice, man. It's definitely interesting to see how a whole culture of people who've been educated the same way, like, can have a lifestyle like that where everybody's organized, like lining up for the train. When you go up the escalator, you stand, you know, to the left side and let the right side walk by. But if you're in another city, some cities do on the left side, you will stand, and like Osaka and Tokyo reverse that. Mm-hmm. And one time we were just like talking, so we're kind of like waiting for the train. And we're talking, and as we're talking, we're kind of forming like a little square between us four and not standing on the line. Mm-hmm. And this guy was like, you know, pointing down like, hey. Yeah,
you're not on the line.
You're not in the line. You know, and it's like, oh, sorry.
Did you see any of the train shovers?
The train shovers? Oh yeah,
like packing people
like
in
when it's like peak time and mm-hmm. all this stuff.
Did people... you get shoved into a train?
Yeah, you get that, but for the most part, it's pretty organized and pretty, you know. And there's a train every 2 minutes, so really? Even if you miss one, mm-hmm. there's another one 2 minutes later. It's crazy how organized that is.
That's awesome.
Like, if they say it's going to be on time, it's going to be on time. You know. But apparently, they started building, like, these barriers. I saw. So, there's a door before the train itself mm-hmm. on the platform. So, that door opens. Then the door of the train opens. And then you can go in. Mm-hmm. And they build that because people are committing too much suicide. And just, like, throwing themselves in front of a train.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Now, I don't know if they built the wall and the doors to prevent the suicide from becoming suicide, or because it was making the trains late. But either way, like, that's crazy.
So isn't the suicide forest is in Japan, isn't it? Did you get to see that?
We were close to it or something.
I heard it's like devoid of sound.
Dude, I've heard about it.
I've heard audio and
people
go in there.
So tell people what it is. Like,
it's where people in Japan, like, that are depressed, they go to commit suicide there.
Yeah.
And like people go in, they never come back out, and they find bodies all the time. And there's like good Samaritans who just walk through the forest and like find loved ones and take the information back that they're gone. And the forest is considered to be somewhat like haunted or a special place because it's completely silent, even of like bird sounds and animal sounds, like wind, like the leaves don't rustle, like you don't hear it that often. It's supposed to be super, super quiet, the forest, which is very unusual. Wow. While the animals are silent. 'Cause you can at least hear bugs and things, right? Like making noise.
Yeah.
It's totally quiet.
That's crazy.
I'm not going near it. My wife loves the horror and scary stuff. I'm kind of like, if I can't explain that, then it'll...
That's crazy. Yes. One of the tour guides were just like, yeah, there's this bridge that's also famous for that, you know, like, and we're going to cross it now, you know? And he's like, yes, I've seen people jump off there. And it's like, I did not need to know that fun fact.
Like, please, you know? Please, like, please don't take me and my family to watch a suicide.
Yeah.
Like, today, I'm on vacation. You know, like, I would prefer not to see a suicide.
Yeah. But, yeah, it happens a lot. It's like a first world problem there. Like, you know, loneliness is like a thing over there. Like, people like to live alone. Like, families are degrading more and more.
Really? Like, I thought they were more like sociable.
No, apparently, and this is again hearing things, but even our tour guide, it was like also like older gentleman. You know, the one in Tokyo was like an older gentleman, never been married, don't have kids,
mm-hmm.
which apparently is very common over there.
Like, really?
Yeah. Like the family system is degrading. People want to live just alone. Don't want to have, you know, families.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah. Like there's more and more older population and less kids being born over there.
That's happening in different cultures, actually. Happening in America right now, too, where people are having less, not having children, but having a lot less children, which is a stark contrast to the more Muslim-based countries who have very large families still.
But in general, I think the like people, statisticians and all the stuff, they say that it by, in general, like in the world, there's about 3 kids for every, you know,
mm-hmm.
couple that are out there or something. For every 2 person, there's another one being born, right? So the population mm-hmm. is still growing,
mm-hmm.
you know, but that is declining, you know, to the point where we're going to have like, you know, 1-2 kids basically replacing, you know, each other, and they were, then the population is going to drop more. But yeah, let's see.
I wonder if that's like an ebb and flow of like the environment, like less food, more people, you know.
But it's not less food, more people.
But eventually, like that happens. Like,
no.
The system, as I'm saying, like the ecology of the world, like the system of the world as compared to the consumers of those resources. Like, what's the natural ebb and flow? Like, we've only been increasing our population and taking more and more from the world, so.
But the reason.
I wonder if there's a counterweight.
But the reason that people were having a lot of kids to begin with was because not all of them would survive. So just think about, like, you know, 100 years ago. Like, people are having a lot of kids because it's like, chances are.
You're going to lose 1 or 2.
You're going to lose a couple.
Yeah.
And that was natural. And then healthcare became better. And then people started living longer.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's like a whole lot of reasons why the population is going to increase. It has to do with like, you know, all the kids are being born and all the older people are living longer. And it's going to get, I think that they said that it's going to peak at like 11 billion. And then it's going to start going down.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Put me on the spaceship, man. What do I know, if it gets crowded, I'm getting on the spaceship.
I'm just a dumbass from Philly.
Yeah, I don't really know either. I know that,
I watched a TED Talk and I think I know.
Yeah. I'm an expert. I watch TED Talks.
Yeah. But yeah.
That reminds me of like, you know, like colonizing Mars. Did you ever see the Saturday Night Live episode with like, with Amazon, the Amazon Prime ship, and they're all in space, and it's like the Virgin Mobile ship, and they're just like, it's like billionaires having fun in space in their spaceships, and they have like real small spaceships, and then like Elon Musk comes up with like an oversized, massive spaceship.
No, I didn't see that.
You should. That's a good one. I put it in our chat. Check it out. It's a good one. It's funny.
But yeah, like you look at places like Japan and you can appreciate the organization, you can appreciate that, but like at what point is it like too much where the freedom that we have to be dumbasses and
mm-hmm.
disorganize chaos here is necessary in order to be free and good? Like it's like what's the middle ground there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, do you put so much strict into like making sure that the kids know how to behave, know how to do this and that, and all that stuff, but then at the end that leads to less population, people becoming depressed and
mm-hmm.
wanting to kill themselves if there's a whole forest for it.
They picked a forest for it.
Like, come on. Like, what's the middle ground there?
So you're saying that you think the level of, like, detailed organization in the country is making people sad? Like, there's just too many rules to follow?
I don't know.
There's no room for creativity or just saying, you know, like F that, it. I'm gonna just fly by the seat of my pants today.
Yeah. I mean, there's that piece of it. Like, you know, like, maybe. Who knows? Mm-hmm. I don't. But there's definitely a correlation there of, like, you know, this culture has a high suicide rate.
Yeah. Why? Yeah.
But
it's interesting.
I read somewhere that suicide is definitely a first world problem.
Well, it is. And all you really need to do is take your Catholicism to them and tell them that they're not going to go to heaven if they kill themselves. And that's how you prevent that problem. That's why we don't have it as much here, because people are literally afraid they will not get it. No,
we have it a lot too.
We do, but like...
We have it a lot too.
We do. We do have
it's definitely a first world problem. We're a first world.
Yeah, I guess when you're... When it's things are plentiful, right? You're not...
Yeah.
You have other things that occupy your mind and worry, like social standards and things like that. But when you need to... like find a safe place to go to the bathroom and eat food every day, you're not really thinking about offering yourself as much because you're working towards staying alive.
Yeah.
On a consistent and continual basis.
Yeah. There's this North Korean escapee that has done a bunch of podcasts and all this stuff. And, you know, she talks about the whole thing about just surviving. Like, your mind is just thinking about surviving. It has no thought on, you know, what someone else is doing or whatever, you know, or worrying about, you know, the way you look or the way anything else. It's just thinking, where am I going to get my next meal? And it's like, oh, that's also tough, right? So that's the other spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man. Just lucky to be here.
I am too. I have to say, when I'm on a calorie budget for quite a while, I kind of worry about
do
where
not
each
prepared. Do not do this.
It's a joke.
Please do not do this. All right, go on.
This was a good segue to my joke.
This would make a good clip. Go on.
I'm just saying. I kind of can relate. Like, when I'm not eating enough, like, my calorie budget demands, like, it's rigorous. And sometimes I get a little hungry and I worry about what I'm going to eat next. Not where it's coming from, but I'm like, what should it be and what time can it be? And I understand the innate drive, I guess is what I'm saying, to have that, you know, to worry about it. But I don't have to, like, protect my food. And
how dare you?
I'm saying everything's permissible, man.
Oh, fuck. You really just compared yourself to North Korea.
No, not really. You know, not really. So much. I'm saying that because I'm a human being that has pangs of hunger from time to time, I can relate. Not completely, but I can relate a little bit.
You ate 12 hours ago. Like, it's not even like...
No, I had breakfast. It's more like 3. I had breakfast.
I understand, but like I'm just saying, like you're I'm hungry.
It's not
it's really
same.
Like
I'm
you
hungry.
Ate like 12 hours ago and you're like,
more hangry.
I'm so hungry. I definitely know what those North Koreans are going through.
Like, it must be so bad.
Yeah. Yao Ming Park, I know you. I get you.
I'm pretty sure you just canceled me.
Dude, pretty sure that I did too.
I'm glad I'm not on social media. So, yeah, I guess, can I be canceled if I don't have social media accounts?
Yes.
What about if I never know that I'm canceled? Because I don't have social media accounts. Like, you would have to tell me, hey, you got canceled. And I'd be like, all right. I'll never say it. You can continually tell me that I'm canceled, but I would never know it.
I don't know. I don't want to go down that road.
The cancel culture.
It's yeah. I hope we don't get canceled, quote unquote, right? I also find it funny, like, especially, like, people who, like, you know, they get shy and then they come out and they're like, I am sorry. My words were not chosen correctly, you know, like, to get and canceled. Like,
do a lot of people from Philly get canceled?
From Philly?
I don't feel like I've heard a good Philly, like, influencer cancel culture story. Because I kind of feel like they're like, F you. No, you're not getting an apology or a letter. Deal.
Is DaBaby from Philly?
I don't know. Did he get canceled?
Didn't he?
I don't know. I mean,
I don't follow too much. Like,
but by definition, right, I guess you could kind of say that canceling someone makes them more popular. So you kind of can't cancel them, right? You just can make everybody upset with them.
Yeah, there are those people who are, you know, so independent that, you know, by canceling them or revolting against them, you're just giving them more publicity and they become bigger, mm-hmm. right? But the people who depend on a higher power to keep earning, you're going to apologize really quick if your job is like, yeah, you can't say that stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. So, yeah. I do not represent anything that Roger has said.
I won't make any podcast. More starvation jokes, all right? I'm sorry. It's my official apology. I'm sorry for making starvation jokes. I apologize.
Oh, jeez. No, but it was funny.
You just got canceled now. Yeah, Piero's really missing out. Actually, he's the only safe one. Piero, carry on for us.
Yeah.
If we come in a bad way.
Can't even fault him, man. He's doing some manly things.
I'm just going to have to, like, bring him over. Man, I'm like, yo, let's cut some tile. I need to put new floors down. He's like, dude, let's do it ourselves. He actually told me, when my HVAC is broken, he's like, no, let's put the condenser in on our own. We'll do the whole coil on the inside. I was like, dude, you're going to tell me that you feel safe filling it back up with Freon and checking the electricity of your HVAC system? He's like, I'm not going to lie. Every time I use, like, the one-shot Freon thing, I feel like it's going to explode in my hand. I was like, that's enough for me to say I'd rather have somebody else do
it. Every time? How often does he do this?
You have to recharge it. Like, he has a really old system. Like, his system's, like, 25 years old, and it just keeps going. And he recharges it once a year because it's so old with Freon. And it just keeps going and going.
Just replace it, dude. Like, at this point,
it's like a $15,000 thing to replace. And yeah, you know, he's real smart with his money. He taught me so much. He taught me a lot. I didn't know a lot about money until I started having, like, 2-hour Saturday conversations with him. He taught me a lot about money and cash flow and investment and, like, anytime, like, yo, I'm gonna get this, he's like, you don't need that.
There's frugal and then there's cheap. Yeah. I don't know. Like, which one? What
frugal, spectrum? Financially responsible.
Yeah. Right? Financially responsible.
Because his, like, he's like, I'm sort of the same way. Like, his family gets everything.
Yeah.
But when it comes to, like, himself, or even for me, I took his example. Like, I'm, like, real simple. Like, I have very few things. Like, give me my gym membership. Give me some friends to hang out, work out with, like this, like we do. And give me, like, I want access to good food. I don't skimp on food ever. Mm-hmm. I always get what I want, what I think is good. And that's what I do. And you know, I treat my dogs really well. So sometimes better than my family. I'm sorry, family, but that's I do. Like, I'll buy, like, tools or things I need for the house, but I'm not, like, you know, I don't splurge on, like, material stuff. And I picked that up from Pierre. He was like, you don't need that. He's like, why you want a new car? You said the first thing he told me, when I said I might have to get a new car, he's like, ask Jose to drive you. I was like, I can't tell Jose to drive me to work on Tuesdays.
And Wednesdays? And Wednesday. Or is it Wednesdays you'll have a car?
Nah, Wednesdays I'm locked in. I'm going to have to buy a new car sooner or later because I got another daughter going to college. And Lauren's already got her first offer letter for her first nursing job. So that's we need great. More than one.
No, that's great. But
yeah, congratulations to my wife.
I bought my own car when I was in college.
Yeah.
With my own money. Yeah.
And that's what she's
a beater.
And that's what she's going to have to. She's been saving for it. And I was like, listen, it's not going to be a backup camera. Let me put it that way. It's going to be a first car.
Yeah.
And she was like, well, since I'm going away to school, like maybe we could share it. Right. And then like, I would be willing to do that with her. Cause if she's going to go away to school, which it looks like she is, she's deciding in the next 2 weeks, she's not going to take the car. She doesn't need to on a college campus, but her junior or senior year, if she wants to move off campus and she's doing clinical, she's going to be a nursing major. So she 100% needs a car to go to different hospitals and clinicals then. So yeah, I would do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get like a beater. I'm going to get like I might get a truck.
You might get a truck.
I might get a truck. Maybe.
Do you need a truck?
Just to cart my dogs around. So the one thing I really miss in my life is like hiking with the dogs or taking them to the dog park, because I won't put them in like the Honda.
You want to do this? Find an 2004-2005 Sequoia
that has the
frame repair already replaced by Toyota,
because
that was a recall and some cars didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
I went through that. And yeah, those reliable, never break. You got all the room in the back to put a 4x8 piece from Lowe's if you need to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like it's amazing. Great cars. $6,500.
That's what I want. The guy up the street has one. I was like, you want to sell your Sequoia? He's like, I will never sell my Sequoia. He's like,
If it wasn't for the frame rusting out, I would not have sold my Sequoia either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I found out, I was like, oh, that's what I want. And then I bought it and I was like, what? Like some have frame damage. And I look down and I'm like, oh, mine is like friggin' Swiss cheese everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, not safe. So I posted all the pictures and sold it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah. And the guy was like, yeah, I know a guy that will repair it. And I was like, yeah, good for you, man. That's on you now.
Yeah. Yeah, take it. Go ahead.
But the engine, that 4.8, it's ridiculous. It'll last forever.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. So I'm looking for something I can... Initially, I wanted a truck that I could put like a cab on the back, like an old truck, you know, so I could cover and not cover in the during the wintertime.
Yeah.
But the Sequoia is something that I always, always liked.
And you'll fit in it.
I will fit in it. You know, surprisingly, I fit into a lot of sports cars too, because there's tons of leg room. But my head touches the ceiling sometimes.
Yeah.
My dad was worse. My dad was 6'7". He didn't fit in anything. It was always a thing. He was at the call. I was like, oh, is there a lot of leg room in this car? Because, you know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's really what you want. But if you need a ride on Tuesdays, I'm your guy.
No, I'm my man. Pots and pans.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. Anytime you want.
Cool.
What else we got, man? Anything else or you want to wrap it up?
I don't have too much more. I think I've made enough inappropriate jokes and asked you all the questions I want to ask for today about Japan. So to summarize and recap, we went through suicide and starvation, and I made jokes about both.
Suicide. I made a joke about it too.
Okay, you can share the cancel with me.
But yeah. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming.
Always
pushing me to do harder stuff. And without you, I would not.
One more rep.
Just one more day. All right, man. Yeah, take care.
Later.
Bye.